It was pretty interesting. It was nice to see some big hitters from the BBC in the flesh. Evan Davies looks like Hangman.
And how about, what do you think about like social media versus the debates? Which one's going to be more important?
Well, I think the TV debates will be more important to, you know, most of the population, but it is really interesting. I can't remember who said it, but the sort of fallout and then the regurgitation of that TV debate through new media, and there is going to be three or four things that that people on the web sort of digest from TV debates and turn into something else, which might have a bigger effect, but probably not, I would say, unless it's something monumental that they've picked up on.
I think we're kind of like strategic players now, where the success of the operation is very much judged by the media coverage that it gets. And so it puts us in a very awkward position, because actually what you're doing is affecting the success of the soldiers from your country's mission, you know. Whereas we may just want to report what's happened, we're sort of put in this difficult situation. All I'd say is, you know, is actually, you know, lose the hyperbole and just try and report factually on what's going on. I do think that we can't get completely suckered into becoming competent in this. I mean, that's not our role, and it ain't gonna, you know, any kind of tricks, if you like, psychological operations, you know, face reality ultimately, you know. And if we're only giving an impression of progress but actually not addressing the sort of ground issues that need to be resolved, then we're not doing anyone any favours by sort of sucking up the sort of good news aspect. Having said that, you know, I think that there is a lot of good reporting out there, and people who are sort of trying to, you know, wrestle with the complexities. So it's not a huge criticism. But I think, you know, if you were in a strategic communications bunker, you'd say Masdarak, you know, information operation, the victory, and I think that should all make us feel a little bit nervous. You know?
And do you think any of that has changed? Hasn't that always been the case with conflict reporting, that journalists always get sucked in?
I think it varies from war to war and stages in the war. You know, I think that I remember about in Iraq that, you know, there was a point in it just gets so dangerous that you really depend on the military for security, day to day survival, and for the, you know, spoon fed messages. So that's when it becomes harder to do. You know, in the early days when you can actually move around, you've got your own mobility, then and it can be much more honest and fair. I think you really get to the heart of things. But, you know, it actually backfires to the military. You get people in the military saying, you know, our press is swallowing the lines too much, because actually we need in the military to actually hear what's going on. And actually, if we just, you know, it tends to be only good news flows up the chain of command. The people in command and people running the war, as well as the audience back home, get misled about, you know, what's going on.
Great. Well, thank you very much. No problem.